I'm gonna start by telling you guys a couple really amazing things. I'm loving right now as we're pressing in. Okay, stay with me. We're pressing in. We're expecting, we're asking, we're believing. This series on the throne rooms changed my life, to be honest with you. And I've grown up in the church. I've been officially a pastor's wife for 40 years, celebrating this year 40 years of ministry, pastoring churches and ministering to people. And don't ever think that you know it all. Don't ever think I sang that song, I read that verse, I know that. Don't ever assume, because the precepts of the Lord are new every morning. Holy Spirit is new and fresh every morning. So I've grown up going to great revivals and going on mission trips and reading the book of the Revelation, hearing great messages. But when you press in and when you begin to ask God to do a fresh work and a new work and open my eyes and illuminate me and show me. So I have pressed in by reading the book of the Revelation and different books in the Bible and asking God to show me the throne room. So I'm just trying to give you a little of what I'm learning as I'm reading Revelation 1 and 2 and 4 and really seeing this. So the elements that we're looking at these last few weeks together in the throne room, we looked at Jesus in the throne room. He tells us that in Revelation 1, and it lays him out beautifully. You will know exactly what Jesus looks like in the throne room if you read Revelation 1. And then you move into Revelation 4, and we see the throne, and we see the 24 elders, and we see the seraphim, and we see the smoke and the incense going up, and we hear holy, holy, holy. We see this angelic scene happening. We should not be surprised at what's going on in heaven. We should know it. We should understand it. That's our job, to have due diligence to understand the word of God. Amen. So I began praying, God, what do you want me to speak on for the throne room? And he kept sharing in my spirit, talk about the throne. And I said, we did the throne. Remember a few weeks ago, we talked about the throne and Jesus is on the throne. But he kept giving me this verse in Hebrews 4. And he talks about that we would come boldly into the throne, that we would have access into the throne room, that we would come to the throne room and there we would find grace and mercy. Grace and mercy. And he just kept pressing. And sometimes, here's how you know when God speaks to you. I want you to understand this. He keeps saying something. You keep hearing it over and over. And it's manifested. So that means you see evidence of it. That's what that word manifest means. You see evidence of it in things. So I kept hearing grace and mercy, grace and mercy, grace and mercy. And that verse says that we would come boldly into the throne where we would obtain grace and mercy. So I was doing my prayer walk earlier today, and I kept just saying, God, I'm going to teach on this, and the notes are here. But I'm praying now, guys, when God does, remember, he's supernatural. Holy Spirit's supernatural. So you should begin to see him in supernatural ways, ways beyond your understanding. And when I walk in my neighborhood and I pray and I walk and I look, I always look to heaven. You know, it helps me to kind of get a glimpse. And I think, boy, through those clouds is that throne. And I literally walk through everything I've read so I get pictures of it. I know it well enough now to kind of envision what that looks like. And I'm praying and I see this throne. And guys, I'm going to give you the vision God gave me this afternoon, because I wept when after I had this experience. And I see this throne, and you guys, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people lined up. And they're walking toward the throne, and they're walking toward the throne, and they were lined up, and they were lined up. And every person I saw, they were weeping, and they were crying. A lot of faces were downcast, and there was this heaviness and this burden. And they're walking to the throne, and they're walking to the throne. And as I'm watching this picture in my mind and my heart, I saw them leaving the throne, and they were still downcast, and they were still crying, and there was still a burden. And I said to God, what is this a picture of? And in my spirit, as loud as he can speak to me, he said, they have not received my grace and mercy. They have not received my grace and mercy. And I fear, ladies, that we are not receiving his grace and mercy, that we're trying to come to the throne room to obtain grace and mercy, but we're bringing guilt. We're bringing expectation. We're bringing anger. We're bringing fear. We're bringing stuff into that throne room, and we cannot receive his grace, and we can't receive grace and mercy because we don't think we deserve it. We're messed up. We're just, if God knew, I've been gossiping all day. I've been lying all day. I had an affair. If people, not literally me. I'm going on record, all right? For that one, I'm good, all right? All right? All right, it was kind of like Sean Bowles yesterday when he was preaching away and he tried to say success and he said sex. And the whole church laughed, and he turned beet red. He had a quick comeback, though. He said, I've been traveling for 3 days, and I haven't seen my wife. So, you know, all right, amen and amen. But we come, and there's this heaviness on us. And, look, when we try to move in the supernatural realm, God is so good, and he's so holy, and he's so righteous, and there's all this goodness. It's God, for goodness sake. It's God. And we try to approach that throne, and all this stuff is weighting us down. My goodness is but filthy rags. If you really only knew what I'm like. And I'm approaching that throne, but I'm approaching it with my stuff instead of releasing. And God just spoke to my spirit, and he said, please tell my girls, it's my throne of grace. It's my throne of mercy. And we are to come boldly. Boldly, and I'm going to break that down the best that I can tonight for you. I want to share that I do believe that a lot of you have known me for many years. We've been here in California for 14 years this year, and many of you knew me prior to us coming to start this church. And so you know you've watched me, and you've testified, Tammy, there's been a change in you. And I'm telling you the change is I can't seem to get enough of what he's done in my life. It's a new something. I don't know how to explain it. Except I've pressed in, and I love, and I pray, and I walk, and all these things. It's. I feel like I've filled with something new, and so I do believe that there's been something in me that's changed, and I want to tell you that I believe that God speaks to us. Somebody said to me not long ago. They said, Tammy, you see God in everything, and I said, thank you. I want to. I'm not trying to make it a figment of my imagination. I'm not trying to be super spiritual. I'm trying to press in because he's here and he's real and he can be seen and felt and known and experienced. We're meant to know him and have intimacy and unity with him. So when I hear things, and I will tell you, I'm a little more super sensitive to it right now, maybe probably than I've ever been. I'm just giving you a little preview before the message, if that's okay, and share my heart with you a little bit. But I do feel like I'm looking more. Bible does say, you know, if you ask and seek and knock and find, it will be unto you. So yesterday, we had a guest speaker. Many of you who attend church here heard Sean come and speak, and it was an incredible word on generosity and how to have a heart of generosity and what generosity does when we're generous, even emotionally and physically to us. But then at the end, he had a word, and he had a gentleman with him from another church who had a word for Pastor Phil and I. And you know, I'm going to tell you that when I'm in my prayer room and I'm really believing God, I contend. And let me show you what that means is I'll feel something stirring in me. And you know, look, you know it's from God when it's too good to be from you. See, God's not going to give you something that is a good thing. Like I pray for our church. I pray for our women. I pray for your marriages. I pray for your children. That's God. That cannot not be God, right? And so I began to pray for Eden, our women's conference. Because I believe God kept saying to me, I'm going to do something in Eden. Something's going to happen with women of influence at this year's conference. So guys, when I tell you that I've been asking and believing, and man, I know it's coming and I'm just waiting for it. It's kind of like you're waiting for that. You see the little buds, but it's coming. It's springing up. Bible talks about it springing up. And I kept going, God, what? There's something. So I've just kind of let it set in my spirit. I haven't told Jessica, my assistant, that. I haven't told anybody that. I've just believed something's going to happen at the Eden conference. So I'm sitting here yesterday, and Sean had a word, and this gentleman, his assistant, had a word. Because he'd said, Sean, I just believe God's given me a word for the pastor and his wife. Can I share that? And I don't know how many feel in about this stuff, and it's not your thing. That's okay. It wasn't my thing for a long time. All right. But he came up, and he gave us this word, and thankfully, Whitney recorded it. And she sent it me today, but literally when he said this, I'm sitting right there, and he said, I believe that you're in a new season, and God's got something, and he keeps showing me, for you and Pastor Phil, that in your spirit, there's this honesty that you really believe, and you've really rooted, and he goes through this whole thing, and then he goes, and in the book of Genesis, there are these rivers, and they flow out of Eden. Do you remember when he said that yesterday? All right, now you guys didn't mean anything to you. And immediately I welled up with tears because it's coming out of Eden. Something's happening in Eden. And I'm just telling, now see, you would have missed that if you weren't sensitive to start hearing from God. I may not even get to our message. This may be a message God's wanting me to speak tonight. Because if you have ears to hear, let them hear what the Spirit of God says. That's Bible. That's not Tammy. And so he's speaking, but we don't hear him. So when he did that, there was a check in my spirit, and this boy doesn't know me. This boy that gave this word, he doesn't know anything about Eden. He doesn't know anything about me. He doesn't know anything about our women's conference. He didn't know God had said to me, something's going to happen out of Eden. So I'm telling you, I want you to be at the Eden conference. And when I don't know how to make it any cheaper than $39. Because you're going to get lots of good things, and we've got great speakers coming. And just by faith. Now, if you can't afford a ticket, I will get you a ticket. But if you can afford a ticket, get a ticket. And if you can afford two, get two. But help us on social media. And everybody watching right now on Facebook Live, get a ticket. It's $39. We have the greatest speakers coming. But more than that, Holy Spirit told me he's showing up. And out of Eden, something's going to happen. All right? So just be prepared for that. And would you join me in just praying? Because that's not for me. It's for us. It's what he wants to do with us. Amen? All righty. Well, let's get into our message. You have your notes for tonight. And those are watching on Facebook Live, I believe you have your notes. We have those available for you. And just a shout out to Jeanette, who leads all of our Facebook Live audience and all of our questions. And I don't know if you guys ever go back and watch this on Facebook Live, because we keep it up. And you'll watch all the people who are watching it, which is really cool. Lots of you from all over. And the questions. And you're asking questions. And it's great. So welcome. And we're glad you're with us tonight. All righty. Let's talk a little bit. I want you to see this scripture. It's on your notes right there. It's Hebrews 4:16. It says, let us come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Hebrews 4:16. Let us come. Now let's stop right here. Get your pens, get your paper. Remember what we always say, Holy Spirit will speak. You just need to listen. And you think you're going to remember it, because you know what happens? I'm kind of, oh, that was so good. And then I get home and I go, what was that again? You ain't that smart, girlfriend. Write it down. All right? All right. So listen, let who? Let us come. This verse is so powerful. When I was walking the other day, God just kept pressing on me, because it wasn't in our original notes until I went back to work on it. Explain us. Us is us. Let us come to this throne. Every woman in this room, not those of us on staff, not the preacher, not the preacher's wife, not the missionary, not the good people, not the people that don't sin. Let us. Let your husband and let your wife, let your friends, let your colleagues, let us come. This is a declaration for everyone. This throne is for everyone. Do you realize this is the throne of God? It is a throne called grace and mercy, and it is for everyone. And somebody in this house needs to get over the hurt and the anger and the bitterness that you have. You have been betrayed. You have been lied to. You have been hurt. And you don't think that person deserves the throne of grace. Let us come. And I was walking and I was thinking of every single, the faces started flashing before me of all the people that have hurt me. And God says, us. Let us come. Let us come. Until you, whatever face is flashing in your head right now, him, usually. Them, a neighbor, a boss, a colleague, whoever it is, you've got to see the very throne you get to go to with grace is the same throne they get to go through. Are you with me? And I love the fact that it is a all-inclusive book. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever. So the first step before you can come to this throne is you've got to say, we all get to go together. There is not a person that's not invited to come. Let us. And then the word that kept pushing on me was come. And I was like, God, what's the word come mean? I looked at Natalie yesterday because Sean was preaching and he talked about the word come. And I looked at Natalie and I'm like, I'm speaking on that tomorrow night. Come. Because you have to come. Most of us aren't coming to him right now. You aren't seeing him because you're not coming. He tells us that we have to come. It is an invitation from the God of the universe to you to come. It is an invitation. I wrote something down and it was in my notes. I love it when I walk and I feel God gives me something really, really good. He told me, he said, make your request a declaration, not a plea. Isn't that good? Tammy, make your request a declaration, not a plea. We're begging God. We don't need to beg God. We ask God. We are sons and daughters of God. And he says, come. Now, what you do, listen to me. I want to make sure we theologically get this straight. We can all come to that throne, but not everybody will be able to go into eternity in that throne room. He will say, depart from me. I did not know you, to some. Because they did not accept the invitation. Now, I get to talk with so many of you all the time, and many women will come to me and say, Tammy, I used to have a relationship with God. Theologically, that is not correct. You have a relationship with God if you know him. It may be a strained relationship, and it may be a long-distance relationship, but you still have a relationship. And the enemy wants you to think you've lost your relationship with God. If you are saved, you cannot lose your relationship with God. This week, Holy Spirit brought someone to my mind that I've not spoken to in probably 20 years, someone that I knew on the East Coast when we lived in New Jersey. And he just prompted me to call her. And I called her, and we have been talking. We can't quit talking now. It's been 14 years since we moved here. She says, I watch you on Facebook, and I watch you on social media. And I said, Christine, I watch you, and I can't believe all God's doing. It took us 2 minutes to catch up. Why? Because we have a relationship. Does that make sense to you? And if you have a strained relationship, you've confused having a strained relationship thinking you don't have any relationship. Are you with me? If you know me, you will always know me. I might move, you might move, but we will forever have a relationship, but it will only be a strong relationship, a close relationship, an intimate relationship if we work on it. Do you understand what I'm saying? When he says come, you come daily. You come to the throne daily. You talk to him. You speak to him. You cry to him. You listen to him. You laugh with him. You giggle with him. You sing with him. At night, you sleep with him. You ask him to just to cuddle you in his arms, and that you wake up and with sweet, sweet rest in the morning. Do you understand? That's the kind of relationship when you have that. You'll hear him speak to you. You'll hear words that nobody else hears. You'll see him in things nobody else sees in. That's what it means to come. Simply come. So he says, let us come. Are you ready to come? Are you ready? I don't know. I don't know where you are right now, and not everyone will. That's why I think he gave me that image. There's so many people that are trying to come to that throne, and they've messed up, and their guilt and the condemnation and the lies of the enemy and their own self-doubt and anxiety. Oh my gosh, yesterday that song that we were singing on anxiety, all anxiety will bow at the name of Jesus. All anxiety will bow at the name of Jesus. All anxiety, I don't care what it is the enemy's trying to get you with, it will bow at the name of Jesus. Your fear, your discouragement, your mind and your wondering, you're plagued with something right there. It will bow at the name of Jesus. That's what that throne room is. That's what the throne of God is.